speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What is modest apparel? That's our next question. That's a question that often comes up at the Fried Hardeman lectures and even at the East Tennessee lectures during open forums, and it's a very heated debate. In that, does the same standard in regard to modest apparel apply to men as well as to women alike? The answer is found within the context of the Scripture. First off, Christians should not wear clothing that is too tight. Somebody says, Kevin, would you define that for me? Well, too tight would be is that we would wear something that would be revealing of the sexual design. And what I mean by that is that God has obviously created us males with body parts that is becoming of a male and female in the same way, those that are of the female. And we've got to be very careful that we do not wear clothing that would expose that to the point that it would show that design, hence causing lust and desire outside of the relationship, the marriage relationship that God identifies. But also, Christians must avoid wearing apparel that might be too loose. So there's usually when the pendulum goes one way, it goes to the other. We need to balance it out, correct? Wearing it too loose would be to expose body parts, to make it possible to where ladies, whenever you bend over, that the guy's able to see down the top, and that's not good. Guys in like figure, we need to pull our pants up. Oh, that just irks me to no end to see guys walking around like that. God does not want us to expose ourselves in any sense. The next thing, though, we need to consider is that Christians ought to stay away from items that also would be too showy. Well, what does that mean? It is possible for us to dress in such a way that we are not wearing something too tight, that we're not wearing something too loose. But yet at the same time, we're drawing attention to ourselves, and hence someone is going to look upon us in a sexual way. We need to make certain that we look our best, I believe, for our spouses, and yet at the same time to make certain that not only our spouse, but also that others who might be in our company understands that we are connected with the individual that we are married to and that we are committed to that person. Yet at the same time, for those individuals who are not married, there's a fine line there that we must keep in order for us not to violate God's commandments in regard to modest apparel. Always, Christians must adorn themselves in a godly manner. The New Testament Scripture very clearly, aptly states that. Well, what does it mean to dress ourselves in modest apparel? I'm not up here tonight to try and to police our dress in any way, but yet at the same time, I want to urge us during the summer months as well as any time of the season that we are involved in, is that we dress accordingly. For instance, whenever we were going on the mission trip this last week into Canada, I asked Brother Lawrence, Tony Lawrence, I said, Tony, how should I dress? A lot of times whenever I'm going about here in our community, I will wear blue jeans and a polo shirt or something such as that. Why? Because it's kind of the makeup of the day and that's what the people expect. And Tony says, well, first off, we want to dress ourselves as Christians. And I said, well, I always try to do that. He says, well, I would rather that you wear dress slacks as well as a nice dress shirt. And he says, that's what the perspective of the people expect whenever a preacher comes to the door up in the area where that we are going to. And I respected that. And I think that we need to respect the conditions of which we are in and to dress accordingly or appropriately to that, but also to dress appropriately so that people will indeed know that we are Christians. For instance, and I've not seen this, but I'm going to bring this out. A lot has been said in regard to Duck Dynasty and the Robertson family. It's my understanding is that their daughter, one of the daughters, is on Dancing with Stars. And I saw this on Facebook, is that a lot of people said that she was dressed in a very inappropriate way for a Christian during this last session. And that she was involved in not only dressing inappropriate, but she was also involved in doing some moves that she should not have been doing. And in that then, what has she done? Good people, I believe that as a result of that, if indeed it is the case, and I've not seen that personally, so I'm speaking second-handed, and I know that there's danger involved in that, but if indeed she did, she has brought a mark not only upon herself, but she's also brought a mark upon the Lord's church. And we need to be very cautious and careful whenever it comes to our adornment, whenever it comes to the way in which we will dress ourselves.